Seniors, not only did you select the senior scholar, but you also selected our senior speaker. And it is my great pleasure and honor to introduce to you Ethel Amos. As tribute to my years at the Academy, this speech was written last night. I am only half joking. Hello, students, parents, and faculty, and congratulations to you all for being here today and succeeding thus far. My name is Apple Jackson Amos, and I'm here to talk mostly about myself with some emphasis on my time at the Academy. I began writing this speech thinking of different themes from which to outline and choose, and everything I thought of seemed cliche or obscure, and it was kind of a frustrating process, and I was feeling a bit inadequate with my work, which best sums up the feeling I have most often had during my 6 years here at Central. From the time I entered to the end of last year, I've had periods of doubts of whether I should be here, if I had taken enough classes, whether I was a real Academy student, all reflections of a deep personal fear of failure. These doubts existed despite my environment growing up. I mean, I was fortunate to have a mother who gave me her full support, an older sister who began this path I'm continuing on, a younger brother who has freely given lessons and patience, and many, many teachers, administrators, and counselors who saw the natural charisma exuding before you now. It has been these influential people who forced me into the belief that I could do so much for so many, that I would fix all problems the world had to offer, which imbued upon me a hefty burden. These beliefs were quickly absorbed by my convictions and work ethic. When a teacher says paragraph, what they really mean is paper. Skip ahead to last year when, after class, I came to see Ms. Miller because I felt a need to explain myself on an assignment I knew I had done poorly. To set the image for this, I was crying. Red in the face and thin-lipped, and I must admit I am an ugly crier. It is safe for you all to assume that I was affected by this project. But understand, the reason I was so verklempt was because I knew I could do better, and I was ashamed for her to see my work. And this is not the first time assignments have caused me to break down. For more information, please see my mother. Now, for Ms. Miller, blubbering students must not be uncommon because she handled this situation with grace and mercy and gave me a second chance, one I did not ask for, and of course I took advantage. About a week later, I turned in that redone assignment, and I checked Infinite Campus every few days, and I probably annoyed her with questions of when she would have them graded, but I was really proud. Again, my mother can testify, I've always had trouble with writing. I never know how to start, where to end, how to best show what I mean, but I have never turned in anything I so wholeheartedly believed worth reading. And I was only able to elevate this project because it was a product of struggle. One I had to scrap and rewrite to even get a first draft. And with each large cut and addition, my efforts moved closer to those grand expectations I and Ms. Miller both shared. Now, I think it a fair generalization to say that as young adults of what I Googled to be Generation Z, all or most of the students here have felt similar pressures to the ones that sometimes drive me into emotional disarray. The pressures placed upon us and the ones we pile upon ourselves. These are the expectations to do everything and do it well, including, but not limited to, school, sports, extracurriculars, volunteering, and having a job to pay for these activities. And speaking for myself, sleep has become a luxury. Now, this is not to say that others should lower their expectations, nor should we lower our own, but instead means that we cannot be the saviors our parents and communities expect us to be, the leaders and creators we expect ourselves to be, if we cannot allow the occasional fall, if we cannot fully embrace the struggle. In my 17 years, I have found life to be a lot like Ms. Miller. Giving more second chances than one would think, and there are not many things that once done cannot be undone. And I've come to the belief that failure and success are not either or absolutes, but are extremes on a spectrum centered around actions of which we are proud or ashamed, things which motivate us or stand in our way, expectations and reality. Whether or not we can meet these things which give us pride, those which motivate, oppressively high expectations, does not determine success. It doesn't determine character. It doesn't give us status or bragging rights. How we approach them, and if we can consistently move toward our goals, determines the outcome of our lives, our reality. It is this ability which moves us closer to the place our parents and teachers plan for, the pedestal Central Academy students make into a home. Thank you, and have a lovely afternoon.